The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the Senate and the galleries please rise for the prayer by the chaplain, Reverend Gauck, and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Let us pray. Lord, the challenges keep coming, and we pray we are up to the needs that present themselves this day. Help us be mindful of the efforts that we need to put forth so we address all that is before us. Let your Holy Spirit move our hearts and minds that barriers that cause division might give way to unity of effort and the best results for all your children who stand in need of your help and your grace. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Callahan, Chappelle Nadal, Crow, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Engler, Goodman, Green, Justice, Kavanaugh, Kehoe, Kraus, Lager, Lamping, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Munslinger, Nieves, Parson, Pierce, Ferguson, Richard, Ridgway, Roop, Schaff, Schaefer, Schmidt, Stouffer, Wasson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Phelps. Here. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 96th General Assembly.
Senator from the 23rd.
Mr. President, I move further reading as the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion by the Senator from the 23rd. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills, Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Stoddard.
Senate bill number one.
Senate bill number one, an act relating to communications between school district employees and students.
Education committee. Senate bill number two.
Senate bill two, an act relating to taxation.
Jobs, economic development, and local government. Senate Bill 3.
Senate Bill 3, an act relating to taxation.
Jobs, economic development, and local government committee.
You said you don't like to come in before. I'm just trying to accommodate.
Senate Bill number 4.
Senate Bill 4, an act relating to Missouri Quality Jobs Act.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government Committee. Senate Bill number 5.
Senate Bill number 5, an act relating to data storage centers.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government Committee. Senate Bill number 6.
Senate Bill number 6, an act relating to science and innovation.
Jobs, Economic Development, and Local Government Committee. Senate Bill 7.
Senate Bill 7, an act relating to science and innovation.
Jobs, Economic Development. Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8, an act relating to taxation.
Economic development. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Francis, for what purpose are you seeking recognition?
I seek unanimous consent to introduce some special guests.
Hearing no objection, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Up in the upper galleries, there are several couples here that are with the Model T Ford Club. If you've noticed out on our outside, all the Model Ts, they've come from all over the Midwest. I talked to some people from Texas and Illinois and Ohio that's here today, and I got to spend the evening at the beautiful Truman Hotel last night with a bunch of them, so I hope that the Senate would recognize them for their benefit. This is a special session. We've got another session this afternoon, and this one's just to refer the bills to the committees. But welcome, and we hope that you have a good time in Missouri.
Would all the guests of the Senator from St. Francis and the Model T Ford Club please rise to be welcomed to the Missouri Senate. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of introduction of bills.
The order of business is introduction of bills.
Mr. President.
Senator
from
the 10th has a bill. Please send it forward. Has it been distributed? No. Darn.
Not yet.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 9, offered by Senator Justice, an act relating to science and innovation.
Would you like to explain?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is another fabulous version of MOSIRA.
Further introduction of bills. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Kermit Miller, the voice of Mid-Missouri with KRCG-TV, has been given permission to take pictures in the Senate chamber today.
It shall duly be noted in the journal.
Mr. President, will you inquire the Secretary to see if we have messages from the Governor?
I will gladly make that inquiry. We do have messages.
Mr. President, it has been distributed. That message has been distributed. I would request the reading be waived and ask that it be printed in the journal.
It shall be printed in the journal, and the reading shall be waived. Senator from Stoddard.
Mr. President, I move that the gubernatorial appointments be returned to the governor per his request. Those appointees are listed on a document that each member of the body has on their desk. So I make that motion that the gubernatorial appointments be returned to the governor per his request.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Stoddard. Does any senator desire to be heard upon that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Stoddard has closed on his motion. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye. All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion passes, and they shall be returned to the governor. Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Announcements. The Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just to let members know that the activity for the day, I will be making a recess motion until 9 p.m., and that will be for the purpose of coming back in and taking in the reports of the standing committees from the two committees that will be meeting today. And that will be the only action this evening.
Further announcements. The Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Announcement?
Please proceed.
I'd like to announce that the Education Committee will be meeting at 1:30 in SCR 1. 1:30. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements. Senator from Buchanan.
I'd like to inquire of the Senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th does not appear to be in the chamber. Sergeant of Arms, would you summon the Senator from the 15th to the chamber? Senator from the 15th, would you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Buchanan?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you for the inquiry.
I was really excited yesterday evening when, right around 7:30, I noticed that my bill was noticed up for a hearing in your committee. And so I diligently began preparing for the hearing. And then later on, at about 9:30, there was an amended hearing notice, and my bills were removed from the hearing notice. And I was just wondering what happened there, because I feel like I wasted all my time preparing for the hearing, and now my bills aren't being heard.
Well, the senator from Nottoway wanted me to mention that it was just trying to make you feel like it was a regular session. I hope I'm stating this accurately, that the bill that you filed was similar to the bill that the senator from Stoddard filed. So we checked, figured out what we wanted to notice up, because we currently have three hearings set at 7:30, because it was the earliest we could get. Awesome. So we were trying to be efficient.
I see. So are you planning to notice up my bill for a hearing, you know, later on?
I'll check with however we're moving forward here. But I think yours was the Mosira bill.
Yes, it was. It was.
After 60 days from now. After 60 days.
Senator from the. Okay, so in other words, you don't really intend to have a hearing on my bill, probably.
Not at this time. Yeah,
I see.
But I can talk to you about it. Here's the reality: is we've got an economic development bill. We've got a couple versions of that. A couple versions of Mosira were filed. So we're just trying to get the issues out, since the senator from Stoddard had filed the Mosira legislation. I assumed that that's probably the direction we were going in after talking to the office.
Well, thank you so much, Senator.
Thanks.
I really appreciate it.
Further announcements.
President. Oh, Mr. President.
Senator from Andrew.
May I inquire the senator, the junior senator from St. Charles?
Senator from the 23rd, would you yield to an inquiry from the senator from Andrew?
I would.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Just for clarification of the calendar.
You're still calling me Senator. That's all I care about.
Absolutely. Clarification of the calendar. So I assume that means tomorrow we'll be spending a lot of time here on the floor. So if there are plans, if we would happen to have plans, we probably need to cancel those. And then I don't know about Friday, but the one what I really was curious about, I did a radio show this morning and I followed the senator from Stoddard, and they told me that the senator from Stoddard had shared that he's not taking Saturday out of the realm of possibility. And so Mrs. Logger asked me to ask you if you'd be willing to take Saturday out of the realm of possibility.
I was not planning on us coming in on Saturday. I will talk to the pro tem.
Well, if we're hypothetically wanting to plan our schedule over the next few days, is hypothetically planning my schedule? Just some clarification would be helpful. Thank you.
I will take it under advisement, and if there is any change, I will put out an amended notice sometime today.
Thanks. Thank you, Mr. President.
Anything for Mrs. Locker? Further announcements? Senator from the 23rd.
It's me again.
It's you.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate stand in recess until 9 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the senator from the 23rd. All those in favor of that motion, please say aye. All those opposed, please say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We will stand in recess until 9 p.m. this day.